He's too cocky. And, a lot of them are. This is on tape that may get me not giving the blacks credit.
No, it's strictly anonymous.
We don't have any out here.
None? In the county?
None.
Really? Well, we
don't. If there's any here, I don't know where they are.
I'd be in trouble if I had to find one to interview, wouldn't I?
Well, there was one in Eureka, but I believe she died. And in the earlier days, some of the older families had slaves, and these were descendants of the slaves. Mm-hmm. And Eureka did have some colored people over there, but then I think they're all gone. Beryl never has had any. Oh, well, might have been one or two over here that worked for somebody, but they're done now.
Well, while we're on the subject, let me go ahead and ask you a few things about that. What do you suppose they prefer to be called?
You mean a Negro?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't like to be, I don't know what they, since I don't know anything about Negroes, I don't know. I call them Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, they probably would like to be called a person now. Mm-hmm.
And they would definitely
refer to the race, I'm sure that they refer them to black race.
Mm-hmm. And they definitely would not like to be called.
They don't like to be called Negro, no, really.
What would you call a child who was born to racially mixed parents?
Well, he'd be a mulatto.
Well,
I don't know what they call him now, because since the Negroes got more jobs than white people, I don't,
yeah.
I don't know what they want to be called.
Yeah. What about have you ever heard any terms that a white man might use in describing another white man who was, say, lazy, good for nothing?
They say lazy, shiftless. Good for nothing. Well, there's a lot of names I can't think of now that they call it.
Did they ever use the word trash? White trash?
I said per white trash.
They used around here?
Well, I've heard it. I don't know what it's used around here, not because I'm never in a group that makes that expression.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But then I know it's probably used all over for white trash.
What about,
of course, last time, a few years back, they say they lived over across the railroad track.
Across the railroad track.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was usually the crummy part of town, mm-hmm. since then. But there's not much distinction now. It's all about the same.
Do you have any idea what a colored man might say in describing a white man like that? Be the same thing, or would he have some special?
He'd probably call him poor white trash. Probably he'd refer to any of us as poor white trash.
Have you ever heard the word cracker used?
Cracker, Georgia cracker.
Georgia.
The natives of Georgia.
That's just restricted to Georgia.
That's as far as I know. Mm-hmm. Georgia cracker. Of course, now I guess it's peanut. Bitter.
Yeah, that's been popularized considerably. Well, what about, say, somebody who comes to the city from the country and the people make fun of him, like you were talking about? Would they call him anything in particular?
I believe they used to call him country rubes.
Country rubes.
Now, I don't know whether that's used today or not, but then they used to refer to him as a country rube.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard him called old country Hoosier?
Well, I was connected to Hoosiers with people from Indiana. Of course, that may be where it derived. Where it was derived from, Hoosier State. But I've heard that word, yes, but it's not been used. To my knowledge, very much in this area.
What about the term Podunk? He's old Podunk.
I've heard the word Podunk when I never did get a connection to it. So he's from Podunk.